ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
I'd like to welcome on behalf of the temple all the wonderful Vaishnavas who keep coming here every week, every year, every decade of every millennium with the single-pointed desire and aspiration of their heart to make the best use we have of this very rare opportunity in human form of life to purify our consciousness with the words and association of the Lord and His dear devotees. This is the prime purpose of coming to this holy place, this beautiful temple of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Like every year, and try to prepare our consciousness, our minds, our hearts to open the doors of our chitta to the mercy of the All-Merciful. We have just sung this beautiful song, Parama Karuna. Parama means supreme. There is nothing higher than supreme. It is the acme, the climax, the highest point of anything is called supreme. So we are glorifying this song by Thakur Lao Chan Das, who is that most supreme, Parama Karuna. It is, who is that person or who are those persons whose mercy will save us and bring us back to our original state of consciousness? So they are Dui Prabhu. There is not one, but there are two Prabhus. Sri Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Just a few days back, we were fortunate to celebrate the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. And we were all blessed, supremely blessed, by the association of an exalted Vaishnava who understands the mood and heart of the Lord in the form of His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj. But then the next few days, next month, is the appearance day of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So we want to prepare our hearts to receive that Parama Karuna. Every year passes, and we all make this feeble attempt towards a move towards the Lord. But this singing of Ashtakam in the morning, every day, Sachisuta Ashtakam, Pranamami Sachisuta Gauravaram. Why do we sing this song? Why do we sing the song of Damodarashtakam every month in Kartik? Why do we sing the song of Lord Jagannath during Athrayatra? This is to prepare our hearts, which are so much absorbed in the things of this world. And not only just absorbed, but attracted also. But we need to sometimes bring our minds back and place them where they really belong. Man mana bhavo mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam. Krishna is advising us like a loving father that take charge of your mind and place it back in my devotion. Madhyaji, Ijya. Ijya means to worship. Bring it back to worship me and thus become Madhbhakta, my devotee. And by doing this simple thing, you will come to me. He will come to me. So simple. So last 3 weeks we have been hearing from various devotees about this upcoming festival of Gaur Purnima. In the same mood of trying to develop the theme of what previous devotees have already spoken, we shall speak something more about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and of course the Panchatattva, because they are inseparable parts of the Absolute Truth. Nayam prakasha sarvasah yoga maya samavritah mudhoyam nabhi janati mam eva paramam avyayam. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling that He does not reveal Himself. Nayam, I do not. Prakasha, I do not allow myself to be revealed. Sarvasaha, to anybody and everybody, naturally. How would the Lord be so accessible to just anybody and everybody? Even the ordinary CEO of a company is not available to anybody on the road. even you'll have to have some important work with him, some important appointment, some important reason to meet a CEO of even a 100 crore company. What to talk of the supreme CEO of the entire creation? How would he just be available to anybody? It is not so cheap. God is not cheap. God is a supreme great. I cover them with my yoga maya, mahamaya. So wouldn't it be interesting for all of us here as aspiring devotees of Krishna, to hear about those pastimes when the Lord is not anymore covering himself or us with this covering potency. The Lord has got potency called as yoga maya and mahamaya. The mahamaya is called the avaranatmika shakti of the Lord. Avarana. Avarana means to cover. Right? Avaranatmika shakti means that shakti which covers all of us and keeps us away from the Lord of our heart, Krishna and Sri Radha. With his pure devotees, Krishna is far more accessible. Krishna says also in the Gita, ye yattha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajami aham. As you surrender unto me, as you come towards me, as you approach me, I reveal myself accordingly. Right? So this process of knowing the Lord is largely based on how the jivatma approaches the Lord. In the Rajasriya sacrifice done by Maharaj Yudhishthir, there is Krishna sitting, Swayam Prakash, the Supreme Lord, sitting there in the midst of so many illuminous, illustrious kings and princes and Kauravas and Pandavas. Sitting right there, the same Krishna who so much loved in Vrindavan was sitting there. But people who are envious, headed by the great Shishupal and all his other people, they could not just see any good in this person who was sitting there with a bluish, with a body like the beautiful rain cloud. They could not understand this is God. They couldn't understand that this is Krishna's. They didn't understand any of his glory because they were covered over. Right? But the Pandavas are sitting in the same assembly, but to them he was not just an ordinary man sitting on a chair or a throne. For them it was very loud and clear. This is not just our friend, Parthasarthi, Krishna, but he is the supreme personality of Godhead. The same assembly too is as a people. One covered by Mahamaya, who cannot see the Lord, even though he is in front of them physically, manifest, at the distance of just a few feet away from them. The same assembly are the loving Pandavas, who are also covered over by Yogamaya, who are seeing him now, not only as a supreme Lord, but they also are covered by the Yogamaya, which makes them feel that he is also our dear friend, advisor, comrade, and the most well-wishing person in our life. So in this way, we can see in the same place, you can be covered by Yogamaya or by Mahamaya. But there is a unique Leela in Gaur Leela where there is absolutely no Mahamaya present. I mean, there is no material illusion whatsoever. The devotees are in no Yogamaya whatsoever. But even the Lord is just eagerly revealing himself fully. That is called as the Mahaprakash Leela. From Nayam Prakash Sarvasaha, from that situation where he is not willing to reveal himself to anybody and everybody, to a place, to a realm, to a environment, where he is most eager, most happy, most willing to just reveal himself, as Prabhupada says, as he is. So this is described as the Mahaprakash Varanan Leela by Vrindavan Das Thakur. The Lord wants to glorify his devotees and the devotees wants to glorify the Lord. This is the essence of bhakti. And the Lord, please remember, this Mahaprakash Leela is important for several reasons. one of them being that the Lord has not come as God, the Supreme God. He's not come like that. He's come as a Supreme Devotee. Therefore, it is labeled by Prahlad Maharaj as being the Channa Avatar. Channa means the covered avatar. That means he has covered himself. He has come, but he has not come in a revealing manner. He has put a sort of a Shakti around him, avarana around him, not around people, around him, whereby he will not be revealed. So this is called as a Channa Avatar of the Lord. In Krishna's time, he was himself what he was, but the people were covered. But here, the Lord has covered himself. So, in this Leela, in this particular chapter by Vidyananda Thakur, it is important to note that Nityananda Prabhu is that very special comrade of the Lord, his first expansion, whose primary goal, primary happiness in this world is to reveal the Lord's glories to the fullest. So here is a very confidential Leela taking place at the house of Srivas Thakur. Many of us have been to that holy place called Srivas Angan. It is probably the most holiest of all places in the holiest place of Mayapur. In Mayapur is supremely holy. There is no comparison between any other dham and Mayapur. It is supremely great. It is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Parama Karuna Avatar. So his dham also is the Lord is called as Audari Avatar, the supreme compassionate avatar. So also his dham has the same feature, the same mood, the same quality, that it is the supreme of all dhams, Sri Dham Mayapur. Even that within that holy realm where it is enough to just walk or sleep or talk and you get a lot of benefits. But within that realm is the holy small plot of land called as Srivas Angan, where all the Panchatattva would gather. Gaurang Mahaprabhu was there. He was staying at his home, but he would come almost all the time at Srivas Thakur's house. Srivas Thakur himself was staying in his house with Sripati, Srinadi, the four brothers. Advaita Acharya was staying in the same compound, Advaita Bhavan. Gadadhar Pandit was living in the same compound. Imagine, like we have the LNHO compound. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. Like one of the tenants of the LNHO compound is Advaita Acharya. One of the tenants is Gadadhar Pandit. And just at Bharatiya Bhavan is staying Lord Chaitanya. And he just walks over every time over here. The Panchatattva are so closely knit, physically also. They're always together. And Nityananda Prabhu had no home. So he was like freelancing anywhere. Wherever his heart, very fellow should be, he will just be. He's independent, Swarat. But he's also abhigya, so he knows where to really go. So he's all cognizant. So he knows I should be where at the right time. So in this, the Panchatattva are always together in this very, very holy place called as the Srivas Angan, which is supposed to be non-different than the Rasalila Mandal of Sri Brajadham. Anyway, so since the Lord's, there are only purest devotees here. As I said, there's no Mahamaya here. No one is covered over. Everything is in its natural, pure, unrevealed state. So the Lord would often go into his natural ecstasies without any inhibitions. He would not do that when he's on the road or with people or preaching. He would obviously not do that. But here there's no avaran required. So he would be his natural self. So he would oftentimes go into just glimpses into his Krishna state from his Gaura state. He just go in between for a few seconds at a time. He just stand in the Krishna building form and again he'll go back to his Gaura form. And he would do like that many times. So the devotees were always sort of trying to understand what is the Lord's mood. They also had to keep track of what type of mood is the Lord manifesting now. And then they would all accordingly, adjust their consciousness to see what the Lord is revealing in that form. But at this particular day, we shall be talking about today, is when the Lord, not just for a few seconds or minutes, but for an extended period of 21 hours, revealed himself as the Lord of all Lords. The Lord of Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Surya, Agni. The Lord of all Vaikuntha planets. The Lord of Vaikuntha. The Supreme Power. with his supreme devotees in his absolutely unmanifested natural form. Therefore, it's called Mahaprakash, the supremely revealing Leela of the Lord. Kirtan was going on as usual. Devotees were singing and dancing, shedding tears of love. The Lord was gazing in four directions and he was in a different mood. And he turned towards the altar of Srivast Thakur's home, where he was worshipping beautiful Shalagram Shilas. And the Lord went there and lifted those Shilas. And he just went and sat on that altar. It's the Lord's altar. Imagine, can any one of us dare to go and sit there? We are gopin, of course, we go there and sit there in one sense because we dress the Lord. We sit, of course, below. But imagine sitting there and accepting all the worship. The thought itself is hellish. But the Lord went and sat on that altar of Vishnu. It cracked because it was not meant for the Lord. It was meant for Shalagram Shilas. Nityananda Prabhu just touched it. And he steadied it because he is Ananta Shesha. So he supports universes. So he was just supporting that little touch. So it balanced. Because he's always there to support the Lord's Leela. So the Lord wants to do something. Okay, he's there, always available. And then the Lord sat, not just a humble devotee, like, you know, always very meek and coy and like that, but as the Lord, as the King of all kings, the King of Vaikuntha. He was in his majesty, in his grandeur, in his splendor. And he wanted to experience that mood at that point of time. Said, sing my Abhishek song. The Lord is asking his devotees to sing the song. And Mukunda is the most dear singer. Like when I have our temple also, we have Jai Sachinandan Prabhu, Gaur Gopal Prabhu, Rishikshanand Prabhu. So these great devotees who have this devotion to the Lord and they sing with not just melody, but with a great heart of devotion. Prabhu also. So in this way, they sing with devotion. But among all of them, Vasu Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, and of course Mukunda, they are these prime chosen singers of the Lord's. They know the Lord's heart, what to sing, how to sing. Not just passionate, but they knew the mood. Began to sing Abhishek songs. And where was the water from? There's no tap water. The Ganga is just flowing. So there are pots and pots and pots and pots of water brought. Generally, we offer 108 pots, but today there was no count. All the devotees gathered and brought pots and pots and pots of water, Ganga. And Nityananda Prabhu on one side, as well as Charu on the other side, the prime associates bathing the Lord. Thousands of pots of water. Demigods took the chance. Oh! Demigods are always watchful. They were opportunistic people. They know where to go, when to go. Other earth planet is a very uninteresting place for them. They don't like to come here. But when the Lord is in this planet, it's a very interesting place for them to watch. The moment they saw this is like a available place, they got disguised as Vaishnava human beings and they also started offering. Mantras are being chanted and devotees came in large amounts by the Lord's own desire, offering flowers, tulsi, manjari, pitambara, blue cloth, so many types of cloth. Said, bring me something to eat. The king is asking. So and immediately, so many sweets, sandesh, and we are in Bengal right now, so it is not peda, it is sandesh. It is a place of sandesh and rasagolla. We won't speak much about it because start watering right now. Prasad is only 1 hour later, so. Cannot describe prasad too much in detail, lest you lose track. So, and anybody can try to imitate the Lord like that. So many people are there in this country of India also who are false godmen. And they can also go and sit on a like a throne-like place and said, "I am God," you know. Do my Abhishek song, and people start doing the Abhishek song and offer tulsi to his lotus. No, sorry, not lotus. His feet. Only Krishna has lotus feet. We only have cracked, chapped feet, which we have to apply Nivea cream regularly. in winter, so you can prevent it from bleeding sometimes. You don't have lotus feet, forget it. So there are people who can imitate this sort of thing. But try imitate this, my dear godmen of this world. They brought bananas, huge quantity of bananas, big pots of milk, and Mahaprabhu held it and drank the whole pot. Bunches and bunches of bananas, they had him, all of them. Kilos of sandesh and sweets. In the moment, he just gulped everything. Anybody can do that? With the first 10 sandesh, he'll get a diarrhea, probably. And then Ganga water to drink. Went on drinking then. Bring more, bring more. This was the reenactment of the Govardhan Leela of Aniyor. Krishna was now saying, bring more, bring more. So the devotees said, well, what? Okay, so they bought some betel nuts and camphor and all sorts of things. And said, so they was very happy. Now the greatest joy of the devotee is to give to the Lord, like in Sharad Purnima, different devotees, Govardhan Leela. We all prepare various things for the Lord's pleasure. You are the enjoyer. I am the enjoyed. That is the mood of the devotee. I am not the enjoyer. I am the secondary enjoyer at best. But you are the primary enjoyer. You enjoy. If you enjoy, I am very happy. This was going on. And among all this beautiful scenes of mantras and songs and devotees, some of them jumping, dancing, some of them singing, some of them crying in love to see the Lord like that. So all different moods were expressed there. And there was a maidservant of Sivas Thakur. Her name was Dukhi. So I said, Sivas, who is that? So he said, my dear Lord, that is Dukhi. And she was not even practically even looking at the Lord. She was so absorbed in arranging the pots in a particular sequential manner so devotees can come, fetch it, and offer it. Take it, fetch it, and offer it. So she was not so much looking at the Leela also. She was actually a little away. But the Lord sees. The Lord sees everything and everyone within and without. Nothing is hidden from the Lord. Wherever we are, Krishna knows what we are doing. Why we are doing that. So Krishna is the silent sakshi of all our activities. And he saw this devotee, Dukhi, was with great devotion doing this. He said, I don't like this name, Dukhi. She was born in a very poor family, in a broken family, abject poverty, brought up in bad fortune. So then the name Dukhi is given. Maybe somebody will take compassion and like that. So, come here. Today I rename you as Sukhi, and I award you with pure, unalloyed devotional service to my lotus feet. And she erupted into a state of fit of ecstasy. Began crying. She was no longer herself. She was a different, transformed person. Instantly. Like you have instant dhokla or an instant. You have 2-minute noodles. So in the 2 minutes, this looks so different, right? So this is not even 2 minutes. This is just instant. The Lord just glanced and gave us, you are now, I give you pure dosa. Instantly, she was transformed. The point is that even if you assist the devotees who are serving the Lord, you will still get the same benefit as those who are doing the primary service. She was not doing the abhishek. She had no access. Mahaprabhu is not even allowing any woman to come close, naturally. The woman had this decency to keep away from the Lord also. But then Nityananda Prabhu is doing the abhishek, but she is assisting, but she gets the same benefit. So whether you do a service in Krishna consciousness or you assist in a service, both of the people, both devotees involved, get absolutely equal marks. They get both get 100 on 100. Another one who's on the looking front line and doing the front line service gets 100 and the other one gets 90. They both get 100 out of 100. So this is our mood. Whether if you're doing, you do it, I will assist you. If you want me to do it, I'll do it. If you can assist me, I'll be very grateful. But the service should be done. And we all want to cooperate. It's not that, let me do it. It's my service. There's nothing like that. And then the Lord, he's in the same mood again. He's the Lord. Then he called for another devotees. He said, Advaita. Advaita is not called Advaita. He calls him as Nara. That is his sort of nickname. The Lord calls him Nara.
said, you are the one who called me from the ocean of milk. I came to this world because of you. And the Lord in this particular mood was going to reveal now, Mahaprakash means to the great revealing Leela, some very special exchanges that he had with his dear devotees, but the devotees themselves did not know. Just to bring to their mind and how he has been so integrated with them in love. So Advaita, remember that you would always read the Gita and you would always want to reveal and speak about the Gita in your pravachans with the understanding that every sloka of Gita is to be dovetailed to make us understand the mood of pure devotional service. Gita is not a karma mishra scripture. It talks about karma and jnana and yoga and all that. Gita is primarily a devotional scripture. It's for devotees and only they can understand it. And Acharya Advaita, being not just a devotee but Mahavishnu, was explaining every shloka with this to explain the hidden meaning of pure devotional service. Few shlokas he could not explain. This is of course, this again is pastime. So he resolved, I will not eat today. Because still I'll do some tapasya, so till I don't get the meaning of this verse to explain it in the mood of pure devotional service, I will not eat today. So Lord does not like his devotees to fast. I mean, because we should fast. because we are not that type of devotee. We are becoming devotees or trying to be devotees. Advaita Acharya is, why should he fast? So he said, then from within the Lord entered his heart in a very special way and revealed to him the meaning of the particular shlokas. And the Lord was, it's very happy. Now I got it. Yes, now I'll. So then he would go and eat his prasad. And Advaita Acharya was very happy. And then he explained another verse to him also. He was very, very happy. And then he called for Murari Gupta. You know Murari Gupta? Murari Gupta is a very special soul. He's a physician. He's Ayurvedic, Vaidraj. Vaidraj. So, he said, Murari, come here. Murari came to him and said, yes, my Lord. Said, ask for a boon. And he was like looking down like this, and when he looked up to the Lord had transformed. He was no longer sitting there as Vaikunthanath. He was now standing there as Ram. Next to him was Mother Sita. Next to him was Lakshman. And when he looked at himself, and he looked behind, there was a tail. He had a tail. Said, you are, I am your Lord. This is Mother Sita, your mother, for whom you cried a shoreless ocean of tears when you saw her suffering in the Ashoka groves. And this is the same Lakshman who was hurt and by Indrajit. And now you had fetched this very special herb to rescue his life. Come on, now offer me prayers and ask for benediction. So Murari Gupta was so much in ecstasy to see. He's a Ram Bhakta. But in Gaur Leela, you have Ram Bhaktas, you have Krishna Bhaktas, you have Narsingha Bhaktas. Since Gaura Mahaprabhu is the culmination of all the avatars, all avatars are within him. So also all the devotees of various avatars, they are also coming up to him. And they don't see any breach of faith that, I am a Ram Bhakta, why am I going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The Lord is supreme. Advaita Mujit Manadim Ananta Rupam. So, he started offering beautiful prayers and his benediction was that, my dear Lord, please bless me that wherever I am, this is Hanuman's mood. Hanumanji is standing right there with folded hands. Wherever I am, I can always remember you. And I will always have the company. It's a great benediction to ask. It's very, very, very beautiful benediction to ask or desire in our hearts as well. That let me always be in the midst of those devotees who always think that you are their Lord and that they are your eternal servants. Where this mood is perfectly manifest, where every devotee thinks that my supreme only master is Krishna and that my only relation with him is that I am his dedicated servant. But this sort of exchange is present. That's our desire should be also something like that. That we want to be in the midst of such people. But they're not talking about politics and sex and fashions and war and all the nonsense of this world, the prajalpa of this world, which just contaminates us even further. We're sufficiently contaminated already. You want to hear all this nonsense. You further get contaminated by all this stuff of this world. But we want to be in touch with those devotees who are always understanding in their hearts that my life, my resources, my family, everything is to be devoted towards Guru and Krishna Seva. Because my only master is Radha and Krishna, Sita and Ram, Gaur and Nitai. So that of association is desired even by the great Hanumanji. And the Lord of course blessed him that wherever you are, you will always remember me. Always remember me. Then he called forth for Thakur Haridas. Very special congregation. Try to understand this, the place. What type of people are there in this assembly today? Haridas, Advaita, very special, very extremely special. I don't think there is another Leela where all these people were there at one time. Because Hadesh Thakur was at Benopal and you know different Chandrapur, it was different places, but here everyone was together. And again, it is Mahaprakash Leela, so the Lord's story will say, Haridas, do you remember? This is even before the Lord adventured into this world. Thakur Haridas has come before the Lord. He is senior to the Lord in terms of his advent. Thakur Haridas, Paramananda Puri, Paramananda Bharati, the Lord's parents, Mahadandra Puri, Ishwara Puri, they all are Lord's associates, but they have come before. Some came with, and some are still coming after. Maybe some of people here are also Lord's associates. We don't know. So still, people are still coming after the Lord's advent. So Thakur Haridas and Advaita came before the Lord. They were very close friends. So at the time when Thakur Haridas was preaching the glories of the holy name, we know how the Qazi had put a warrant arrest and that he was supposed to be punished for his incessant chanting. Imagine that in this world, you can be punished and flogged to death if you chant God's names. That's the type of world we live in. That God's names being chanted can be punishable, culpable crime. If you have a very, very Asuric government, this can become a crime. At least in India, we are safe that God's names chanting is not considered as a crime. We hope that it never really happens. We all of us will be flogged to death like Haridas Thakur. So he was chanting incessantly, but he could not stop chanting. He said, if you just stop chanting, then we will not beat you. But he could not just, it's like somebody said, and if you just stop breathing, we will release you from this crime. Can anybody stop breathing? So chanting of Hare Krishna mantra by Thakur Haridas was like breathing for him. It was life. Breath is life. So chanting was life for him. How can you separate Thakur Haridas from the holy name? They're inseparable. Every pore of Haridas Thakur was chanting. Every molecule in his body was chanting Hare Krishna mantra loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And for this offense, he was going to be brutally murdered, assassinated by those ferocious, professional, strong-bodied executioners who had done this hundreds of times before and killing cold-blooded with whips and chains anybody who was put to death like that. No hanging, but bleed them to death. Break their bones. So he was being flogged like this in public, in the marketplaces, 22 marketplaces. He never stopped chanting. Compare and contrast with our lives. How easy it is for us to stop chanting. Is it not? And try to compare our level of so-called devotion, which is at best just not even in its embryonic state practically. A small fever and you can't chant. A little bit of headache, can't chant. Some problem is disturbing us, your wife, your husband, your boss, this, that, financial problem, something. And immediately the first thing is affected our chanting. We lose our utsaha totally. Everything has to be very nice. So, you know, we are in a very horrible state. We have no ruchi, no asakti, no attachment to the Lord's friend. Na anuragaha. We can pray to Thakur Haridas that no matter what happens in my life, let anything happen in my life, good, bad, not so good, not so bad, whatever happens, this one thing, if we cannot just resolve that one thing, I will not stop chanting. Kuch bhi ho jaye. Whatever happens, this one thing we can resolve for all times to come, that no matter whatever happens, my wife dies, my children happen, something, accident, anything happens, I go bankrupt. But there's one thing I want to at least resolve today in my appreciation of Haridas Thakur's example, that I will not stop chanting the holy names of Radha and Krishna. That is my life. That's the rope I'm holding. That's the only rope the Lord has given me. Nama. Nama is rope. Nama is our only rope to Krishna's lotus feet. Otherwise, we are drowning in this whirlpool of the material ocean. But Krishna has sent a rope. It's come on the flying Garuda. You see that picture of ISKCON? It's come with Garuda and just coming so low, just right there to a drowning person. So he releases a rope. That rope is there to lift you up and make you sit on the back of Garuda. But the rope is what? The rope is a rope of Lord's mercy. What does it really mean? Is it just a physical rope? No. It is the Lord's holy name. And that's the only thing we have to hold on to in Kali Yuga. Harer naam eva? That's all. Keval. Itna hi karna hai. Hold on. Thakur Haridas would not give up chanting. No matter what. And they were beating him. Now would the Lord just passively look at his devotee being flogged to death? He burst out of the pillar to save Prahlad Maharaj. He couldn't tolerate this child being massacred like this by his cruel father. Would the Lord just sit in Vaikuntha and just watch this very horrifying event taking place? No, obviously not. He just released his chakra immediately to chop off the heads of these executioners and finish them off. Offenders. My devotee will never perish. This is the Lord's promise in the Gita. So how would Haridas Thakur perish? But the chakra would not act. Imagine the power of chakra. Chakra is unlimitedly more powerful than Brahmastra. And Brahmastra is unlimitedly more powerful than any weapon which you can ever even think in this world. But a chakra would not act upon this executioner. It was just hanging there in the air. Just twirling around. It's waiting to chop these heads of these executioners. Why would not act? The power of forgiveness of Haridas was overwhelmingly so much great that it made the chakra ineffective. The prayers of Haridas Thakur to save the executioners and his love for them was so strong that the power of his love was more powerful than the power of the chakra. So they went on beating him because they didn't have the chakra. Went on beating him. The Lord had no other means to save his dear devotee. The Lord came physically down and covered Haridas Thakur's body with his own body. In a physical way. He just covered his body. And he took all the floggings on his golden body. The Lord's body is so soft as a newly blooming small leaf. You've seen a plant, small leaf, not even, it's a leaflet, small leaf. How soft, almost transparent a leaf looks. When you look at a new, it doesn't have any green color, it has not enough chlorophyll at that time. It is just a little brownish tinge, a little bit of green. It is that very soft leaf. That's how the body of the Lord is, very soft. And imagine a huge whip or a big chain being beaten with full force on his body. And all that was coming where? On the Lord's body. And at this point of time in Mahaprakash Leela, the Lord turned. Look, Haridas, when they were beating you, I could not tolerate that they were doing this to you. And then the Lord removed his shawl.
those whips, those scars were there on the Lord's beautiful body. And seeing that Haridas Thakur burst into tears, absolutely he was. Cannot imagine. What? Just try to, in devotional life, we need to also sometimes, you know, create a mood where we understand what's really going on in a leela. Away from the just deeper from the realm of physical listening, we need to experience that leela. We have to move forward and more deeper. To not just allow the sound vibration just enter into our gross ears through the spinna, but actually enter from there into our hearts and become, go into more experiential mode. So imagine what is Haridas Thakur's state of consciousness when now, when he's seeing that floggings which are, he is thought of, felt he deserved, were now taken by the Lord. And he just touched those scars. And he was besides himself crying. He said, "Why did you do this, my dear Lord? How did you do this?" He said, "Your body is more dear to me than my body. Your birth is higher than my birth, Haridas." He said, "Ask for benediction." Haridas Thakur was very much, what could he say? He was already completely emotional. Said, "Give me the benediction that in every life that I'm born in this world, I'll be born as a dog, but in the house of a Vaishnav. Please try to understand, all of us together here, what type of benedictions are being asked here. Is it a crazy man? I want to become a dog. Who's to become a dog? It's the last thing you want to be. We sometimes say, you are like a dog. It's like a bad word. Listen, Hindi also they say, tu. Do you want to become a dog? It's a very, in Vedic culture, people who eat dogs, keep dogs, called chandalas. Do you want to become a dog? Is some sort of a crazy psychiatric person, Haridas Thakur, who has no understanding of, no self-esteem, and is like a very broken down person who has a very deep inferiority complex for himself, and said, "I want to become a dog, I'm a very worthless person." But in this way, he's glorifying Krishna, he's glorifying Vaishnava association. "I want to be born as a dog in the house of a Vaishnava, because when the Vaishnava eats his food, he'll leave behind something." And like when you say, "Dog, come, let's throw at the dog, right? A chapati, a bread, whatever, we throw." That's what the master has eaten first, and then he throws to the dog, right? So I will get the remnants of food eaten by a wonderful Vaishnava. This is extreme example of inimitable humility. We cannot imitate this. We can only sing this song and try to understand this to whatever extent we can. But it's inimitable. But it uses a principle of what it means to be so subservient in service to Vaishnavas. "I always think that I'm an important person," Haridas Thakur said. "And I feel that sort of a prestige for myself. And therefore, I mean, this benediction I'm asking is not pivoting me. Even I'm not worthy of this sort of benediction to become, to eat the remnants of food left behind by Vaishnavas." Haridas Thakur was crying, and Mahaprabhu turned his face. Devotees held Haridas Thakur, embraced him, and the Lord looked at his Gangadas. "Gangadas Pandit, please come here. Do you remember?" And this was before the Lord's advent. Gangadas Pandit is Sandipani Muni, Krishna's teacher in Gaur Leela. Again, Mahaprabhu's teacher in the Pathshala. Said, years ago, the Yavanas, they had gone berserk in a mood of that atrocity and brutality and cruelty. They were attacking the houses of the Vaishnavas, attacking the houses of the Hindus, right? And killing people, molesting the ladies, doing all sorts of absolutely abominable activities, and they're coming and charging towards your village, and there were screams of people all around you, and that time you got up in the middle of the night
And you knew that the safety of your family was at stake. Any moment you would just barge into your house and do indescribable things. And how you had ran out of the house. And you are running. And you reached ultimately the shore of the Ganga, because you can't go beyond that. And it was a stormy night. There was rain and storm. And in such time, you know, there's no boatman there. And desperately looking for some help. And the people were just chasing you. Imagine this sort of experience again. Huh? I can visualize this experience. What would happen to us? That you, your wife and your children are with you. And somebody with cruel is chasing you to kill you. And to destroy your wife. Huh? What would be the state of your consciousness? Krishna puts his devotees sometimes into such extreme situations so that they just raise their hands in complete surrender. Let's just like Draupadi's case. At that time, mystically enough, nobody could explain why and how, but a boatman came from nowhere. He crossed over the ferocious river of Ganga. He was in his full fury. He crossed the river. And he came to this side and seated them. He said, you take whatever you want, my money, whatever you want, just put us to safety. Ganga Das, I incarnated as that boatman and saved you. So devotees, these particular stories, pastimes, very confidential. They are not meant for anybody to just, you know, we were not anybody was allowed in this Leela. But by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and through Vrindavan Thakur, we, after 500 years of this Leela, are able to hear this Leela. So we are getting access to something which is very confidential has happened in a very, very, very confidential place like Srivas Angan. Now this is like Mahaprakash of Nityananda Prabhu. He has revealed this to the whole world. What was just to be known and experienced by just a handful of people. This is the expanded mercy of Nityananda Ram. He said, why this should be known to just few? Let the whole world know this, how great my Lord is. Huh? So these stories, my dear friends, is not very, very hope-giving. Is not consolidating our faith that life is very real. Devotee or non-devotee, we will go through our ups and downs. We will go through our problems based on our karmic situations. Not everything will be rosy once we chant Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna has never said that. And if we expect that, we are foolish. We are unrealistic. Life is real. Problems will also be real. The suffering of this world also is real. But it's of course a shashwata, but it's temporary. But through those sufferings, through those ups and downs which life will eventually must bring upon us, no matter who you are, whether Tukaram Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, Pandavas, Kunti, Bhishma, whoever you are, we are being reminded through this Leelas again and again that whoever you are, however great we think we are, we will have to go through our ups and downs of life. Our share of miseries will be with us. But the heart-giving part is not that the suffering will not come to us, but the heart-giving part, the hope-giving part is that if we only know to turn to the right person, we just know that within our hearts, we just need to turn to the right person, our eternal friend in the heart, Krishna. Huh? Krishna is our sakha. Is it not the peace formula? What is the peace formula? What is that sloka? Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam. Suhrid. Rid means hridai. The heartiest friend of our heart, suhrid, is Krishna. We just know at all times, through all our problems, crises, we just always need to turn to the devotees of the Lord, to Krishna. And as I said before, not stop chanting Hare Krishna. You just do this. Then help will come in ways we don't understand. Ganga Das did not know who is his boatman. He just saw the boatman, let me just cross. But Lord is saying, it was I who was the boatman. So Krishna is going to do things invisibly in our life. He doesn't have to come personally like he, He may come in so many ways, through a devotee, through the scripture, through a spiritual master, through somebody else, through some unknown good Samaritan. He may just, help may come. Every devotee will probably share one story at least of this type in his life, where something has happened in his life, but his faith was intact. He turned towards Krishna and some help came by unseen forces and he could tide over it. Is it not? Krishna is always there. He is always there for all of us. Go and call Sridhar. Who is Sridhar? Nobody knew who is Sridhar. My dear Lord, who is Sridhar? You just go out of the village, and outskirts of the village, you will see somebody chanting loudly my holy names. That house, the person staying there is Sridhar. This is his address. This is his address. This is what is on his card. His visiting card says this. The Lord does not know us by our visiting, our address. I stay in Mira Road and I stay in Ben. This is the worldly address. But in the Lord's heart, he has a different, and his information technology is different. He knows us by, yeah, that devotee who always sleeps in the japa. That devotee who's, you know, this, whatever. We have our different traits, different characteristics. It sounds like I have traits. Like a father and mother, you know. Of course, they know us by name, but Krishna, we all know our parents. The parents know us by our traits, right? Ah, my son, you know, he's a naughty fellow who all likes this much, who does this, and who has his pranks. And so I said, that devotee who's outside the outskirts of this village and was always in the, now, please remember, this is not daytime. This Mahaparishala has now started. Mahaprabhu's kirtans are supposed to start in the night. Start in the night. The worst things in the world start at night, and the best things in the world sometimes start at night. So the Lord has this, what we call as nocturnal kirtans. So now we're talking about somewhere it is midnight. Now you don't expect somebody chanting at midnight, right? But not Sridhar. He was always kirtaniya sadahari. Always chanting, always chanting. So the Lord is calling for you. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is calling for me. He's calling for me. Are you sure he's calling for me? Is he calling for me? The Lord is calling for me. He's calling for me. Unconscious. He just couldn't take it. He said, he's calling for me. Why would the Lord call for me? He swooned. They lifted him up. Lifted him up physically. He was gone. He lost actual consciousness. They lifted him up and brought him and placed him in front of the Lord. Then he got up by the Lord's divine touch. Sridhar, get up. Look at me. The Lord wanted to fulfill all desires of his devotees. There's one form of the Lord in Kanchipuram which is called as Varadaraj. This is like a Varadaraj mood of the Lord. He's just wanting to just flood his devotees with all that they want, ever want to ask him. He's in a completely in a giving mood. The Lord is always giving. The sun, the moon, the air, he's always giving. Is it not? We don't ask, but the Lord is still giving sunlight, still giving moonlight, giving us crops. The government inflate the prices, that's another thing, right? And make everything 80 rupees kilo. But the Lord is still giving the soil, still giving the seeds, but man mismanages it and creates a mess of the whole thing. But the Lord is always giving, giving and giving. The Lord is always kind. Even if you don't ask for sunlight, he just gives you sun. Even here, the Lord was in a mood of giving to his devotees. Look at me, Sridhar. And when he looked up from his unconscious state, he just opened his eyes. He sees the beautiful form of, where is that painting? Yeah, everyone can focus on that painting. This is what, which our Haridas Thakur has painted. He saw the form of Krishna and Balaram. The divine forms of these two brothers, Ram Lakshman, Gauranitai, and Krishna Balaram. These two, instead of Dui Prabhu, these are the Dui Prabhu, Krishna and Balaram. He saw this Dui Prabhu, and he was imagine what would be happening to those devotees who, when they see the Lord, what must be happening to them? See something so magnificent, so splendorous, so beautiful, so pure and all-loving. What must be the nature of the heart? How must be bursting with emotions, bursting with joy? The heart cannot take this. He was bursting in ecstasy and crying. Now, Sridhar, offer me prayers. Now, Sridhar is an uneducated person. Totally uneducated person. So he was tongue-tied. How do I offer prayers? Saraswati incarnated on the tongue of Sridhar. And allowed his heart to express in some proper articulate manner. So, my dear Lord, he started speaking. What is the power of your devotion? The power of devotion is so great that Mother Yashoda thinks that you are her child. But when Sridhama is there and you wrestle with Sridhama, and he defeats you, and he carries you on your back, or you carry him on his back. The Lord is carrying Sridhama on his back. And so it's a beautiful prayers. He was explaining beautiful parts of the Lord's Leela, quoting various examples. He said, but dear Lord, but I have no devotion for you. I have just no devotion. Is it not wonderful that those who have unlimited devotion feel they have no devotion? And people who have absolutely no devotion, little devotion, think we have lots of devotion. It is mysterious how people like us who have practically no devotion whatsoever, and we feel that I am a devotee of Krishna. And people who are just the Paramahamsa devotees, whose hearts are filled with nothing but love, prem, they are called as Prema Dhamma. Dham is where the Lord stays. Prema Dham is where the only thing in their heart is love. There is no lust or greed or pride, any illusion. There is only thing in their heart is love. They call it Prema Dhamma. People with that type of consciousness feel that we have no devotion. Sridhar, I'm so pleased with you. Ask for a benediction. Today I will give you anything, Sridhar. Like the Lord was mad. He's just mad after Sridhar's, mad in love with Sridhar. Said, I'll make the king of this world. Sridhar's not interested. I will give you 8 mystic perfections. Now imagine Hiranyakashipu. To get 8 mystic perfections, what Hiranyakashipu had to do? What about tapas he had to do? He said, I will give it to you right now. That will be a disturbance, my dear Lord. Really be a disturbance. I don't want that. I'll make you Indra. Nothing was really, stimulating Sridhar at all. No meditation was like, not making him interested at all. Mahaprabhu got up from his seat. I will give you liberation. Sridhar is still looking down. I will take you to Vaikuntha. Why? I mean, even that doesn't matter to you. Sridhar, ask for something. Today I want to give you something. So, my dear Lord, I have everything. I have everything. If one really has Krishna, then he actually has everything. And if one has no Krishna, no matter what else he has really nothing. It is so true. It is just so true. Ravana had everything, but he still was hankering for something. Hiranyakashipu was controlling the universe, but still he wanted something more. Bali Maharaj had everything, but he wanted something more. And Sridhar has nothing. Sridhar is living in a jhopadi with so many holes. Even there will be no jhopadi like Sridhar jhopadi in today's world. Today's jhopadi also has some cement ka patra, some plastic, something, some stones are kept, something is there, at least it doesn't leak in monsoon. It may flood in monsoon, that's another thing, but it will not leak in monsoon at least. But Sridhar's hut had so many holes, and his clothes had so many holes. There are more holes than cloth, it is said. Imagine a cloth like that. More holes and less of cloth. That was above Sridhar's dress. And no question of BHK, 2BHK, 3BHK, just one jhopadi, one kholi. And there's no sobhakam double bed and, you know, this dining table and just a mat. Just a mat. And there is one lota outside his house for all his water pastimes. For whatever he needed to do with his water. Wash, clean, this, that, whatever. Nothing. And what he's saying, the Lord, I have everything. He's a liar. No. He has Krishna. That's why he feels his heart is full of love. When the heart is filled with Krishna, there is no place left for anything else. The fact that we hanker for things of this world means we don't have Krishna. That's why we're looking for things of the world as a cheap substitute. Our hankerings for the name, fame, power, glory, gold, silver, money, assurance, security of this world indicates that we don't have enough in our heart of Krishna. If we had that, we would not need anything of the things of this world. That's a proof. That's a testimony. That we don't have Krishna. That's how we want things. This, that. But we have Krishna. We don't want anything. Said, Sridhar, you are making me sad by not asking for anything. Ask for something. Now imagine, the giver is wanting to give, but taker is saying, I don't want. Is there any example like this in the world? Where the giver is saying, blank check, take it. I don't want blank check. Who will say no to a blank check from a person like this? So I don't want. Everything. Gaurangera bhakta genair, vairagya pradhan. Their opulences, they are complete vairagya, nirasakta. They don't anything of this world of matter. Period. Nothing. The Lord kept insisting. Said, if you want me to ask something, then grant this one benediction. Every day, in the same way as you should do before as Nimai Pandit, please keep coming to my shop and argue with me about the price of banana leaves and cups. Let me see that same Nimai, that beautiful form, bargaining over the price of banana leaves and cups. What a strange benediction. The Lord would spend his 2 valuable hours of the day, every day, at Sridhar's shop. The Lord has so many things to do, right? Now a rich man knows where to spend his time, right? Every rich man knows, okay, this person who is coming to my office, he's worthy only of 5 minutes and no more. 5 minutes over, sir, thank you very much. I have my next meeting at 4:30 p.m. Talk to my secretary, I will meet you next time. Thank you for coming. Hare Krishna. You don't say Hare Krishna, but like, wind up the talk. Right? So a rich man, a big man, knows exactly time is money. So he has allocated, sir, you're supposed to leave at 4:15, and I think we can talk later on. Please come again, talk to my secretary. Thank you for coming. It was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you, sir. Whisk him off. Right? So a rich man knows where to spend his time and his time and time, where to spend his money. The richest man in the world, Krishna, is spending his 2 hours every day with a poor banana vendor. A banana bhaiya. He's a bhaiya. He's selling banana. He's a banana ka bhaiya. In our common Hindi. He has no shop also. He has no shop. He's just putting on the floor. 2 hours. The Lord would have to leave his company. They would argue, talk, laugh, chiding each other. That impression was so deep in Sridhar's heart. I want to experience that. That is the love of Sridhar. He is the acharya of simplicity and humility. The acharya. In this way, the Lord kept on calling different devotees. And they all started keeping one by one. They all started coming. Asian, so much love with him. You had fever. Remember 104 fever? I came as a physician, and that fever which went away was because of me. So you have that. He revealed to one devotee who had fever, that he one who had cured him from his fever. He said, now anyone can come. And said, this pastime is very, it goes on. Mukunda came and like that. He said, one guru came. He said, my dear Lord, by your grace, I am guru. Please bless my disciples that they become pure devotees of Krishna. Your disciples are pure devotees of Krishna. Jai. My parents, somebody else came and said, my parents don't allow me to come for programs. Make them favorable, my dear Lord. Go. They are Krishna conscious now. So whoever is coming and asking for anything, anything has been given. So this is the beautiful Leela of Mahaprakash. So yes, the way we approach the Lord is willing to reveal himself. Even he is standing right now in front of us as Radha Gopinath, as the smiling Gopal, and as a merciful Nitai Gaura Chandra. He is there right now also. But what is lacking is our proper approach towards him, with humility, with surrender. When we, from these beautiful leelas which we have heard so many times before, this Gaur Purnima which is coming in the next few days, if we can prepare our heart with this virtue, Krishna consciousness is all a matter of developing devotional virtues. It is those virtues which make our receptivity to Krishna very strong. A virtueless heart, you can chant Hare Krishna mantra but not get any benefit practically. But a heart filled with virtues of gratitude, of simplicity, of tolerance, of surrender. It is the virtues which make the soil of our heart fertile. And only in a fertile heart can the seed of devotion, the Bhaktirata beach, grow. The seed is pure, the seed is powerful, the seed is Krishna prem. But the seed has to grow in a proper fertile soil of our heart. By hearing, by chanting, by praying, we want to make the soil of our heart soft. And developing the virtues consciously also, of gratitude especially, we can make the soil of our heart more fertile. So the roots can become go deep very rapidly. The soil becomes porous. So let us, in great eagerness, prepare our hearts for this beautiful event which is coming in the next few days. And that day when Mahaprabhu's birth shall take place, our hearts will be wide open. And when we chant Hare Krishna, and then when we sing that song, and then when we meet the devotees, and then when we see the Lord's form, our hearts will have to fully absorb and integrate that experience within the core of our hearts. And then we'll lose all attraction for the things of this world. And then Prabhupada said, Abhi, kuch ichha nahi. Then we'll have no desires, but simply to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Panchatattva ki, Shri Vasangan ki, Mahaprakash Leela of the Lord ki, upcoming Gaur Purnima festival ki, Gaur Paramanandi.
This is Dwarkadish Prabhu ki. Jai.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.